today's edition of Radio Theatre, we present Opal is a Diamond by Mary Stewart, adapted for radio by Yolande Gottman and produced by Henry Diffenthal.
Rosita Felicitas Montefalco, what are you doing out here?
Oscar's dead.
Oscar?
Oscar.
Your pet rooster.
Oscar Montefalco.
Oh, no.
Yes.
How?
Truck.
Where?
Highway. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, it sure is. Ever since they widened that darn highway, it's worth your life to get across it. Sometimes it takes me half an hour to get to the other side. Oh, you want me to take him out and bury him?
No, no. I thought maybe you could use him. He'll make a good stew. I couldn't bring myself to eat an old friend. Here, you take him.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have plucked him.
Well, someone had him. Besides, I needed them feathers for a new pillow.
Well, I'll just put him out of sight for the time being, dearie. This here empty old TV set'll do.
You know, life ain't gonna be the same with Oscar gone. I think I'll get me another one as soon as I can.
You'd do better, dearie, to get yourself some old rooster for a husband.
Oh, I had one, thank you. Mine ain't worth a spit to polish him. Treated me like a dog.
Her husband treated her like a dog. Now, that ain't a bad thing. A man's good to his dog. Takes it out regular. Hugs it when he comes home. He scratches its stomach. Don't let nobody throw rocks at it. Thinks his dog's the smartest on the block. Now, let me tell you. If more husbands treated more wives like dogs, more wives would wag their tails for more husbands.
He always knew where to find the biggest worm.
Now, I told you we ain't going to discuss it. We're going to change the subject. How do you like my hat?
New?
Well, it is, and it ain't. You know Big Gus, who runs the Lucky Star Bar? Well, he gave me this hat. The man tried to hold him up. He shot it right off his head.
Hurt him?
Killed him.
Dead?
Well, they buried him.
Huh. What'd they do to Gus?
Nothing. Wonderful fella, Gus. Used to be a wrestler. Got his ear bit off. He wears a big bushy wig to cover the hole, but he's a wonderful fella, though.
Don't seem right at Gus, giving away a dead man's hat.
Well, you don't hardly ever hear of a man being buried with his hat on. This here is where the bullet went through, you see here.
You couldn't get me to wear no hat with a hole in it. Evil spirits gets in. I know. My grandma was a gypsy. She told me.
Well, I know one thing. Rain sure gets in. That's why I covered it with this here button I found.
Hey, says something, don't it?
Whistle for Bissell.
What's Bissell?
Oh, some new drink, I guess. Or if it ain't new, it's new improved.
That ain't gonna keep the evil spirits out. Hey, you got any vinegar?
What for?
My grandma taught me a gypsy secret for keeping evil spirits away.
Oh.
Oh, only I need some vinegar.
Now, Rosie, I ain't superstitious.
Never hurts to play safe. Hey, here's some pickle juice. That'll do.
Rosie, I ain't no gypsy. I just look like one.
Don't matter. Just stand there and close your eyes and think purple.
Why purple?
Evil spirits can't stand purple.
Me neither. What are you going to do now?
Protect you. I gotta circle around you backwards and repeat a curse. Then you'll be safe.
I was safe enough till you came in.
Madam Macadam East, Madam Macadam West, Madam Macadam South, Madam Macadam North is best. Moon and stars in the midnight sky protect my friend from the evil eye.
Hey, stop sprinkling that pickle juice all over me.
You can stop thinking purple now. You're safe. Evil spirits ain't gonna come anywhere near you.
Yeah, and nobody else. I smell like a dill pickle.
Hey, don't you open it. It may be the dead man come back for his hat.
Well, if it is, I'll give it to him. Come in. There ain't been a lock on that door in 30 years.
I believe I have the honor of addressing Miss Opal Crockett.
How? Well, I don't know if it's any honor, but show my name all right. What's yours?
Why, don't you recognize me?
Sure don't.
But you're wearing a Bissell button.
Surely you've seen how billboards that say, Whistle for Bissell.
You're wearing his campaign button on your hat.
I am the Honorable Hector Bissell. Call me Hector.
Our present and future mayor.
Oh, now I remember. And you give me a $10 bill and a whistle and drove off before I could ask you what for. And
may I introduce Miss Mary Lawton, my public relations advisor, Mr. Robert Royce, my speechwriter?
Oh, pleased to meet you. This here is Rosie.
Hey, your face is familiar. Haven't I had the pleasure of seeing you somewhere before?
Could be. I used to run a stand over on the highway. Rosie's Hot Meatballs. Ain't you the man responsible for widening our highway 50 feet?
The mayor's record is one of progress and improvement.
Well, my hot meatball stand was on the edge of the highway and it put me out of business.
Couldn't you have moved your stand about 50 feet back, madam?
Sure I could have. And that would have put me square in the middle of the railroad tracks.
Now, Mary, make a note of this lady's complaint. Any loss will be rectified. I have always stood behind small business.
Yeah, well, now, about that button. I think I ought to explain.
Loyalty needs no defense, madam.
Not in this case. You see, a fella got shot with his hat on.
I know exactly what you're going to say. You've a law and order. Well, so am I, madam. I assure you that in my next term, I'm going to maintain order here if I have to personally shoot every citizen in this city.
Everything the mayor stands for is stated in his one-minute television appeals to voters.
As a matter of fact, one is due to go on in 3 minutes. Do you have his television set, madam?
Right there.
We call these one-minute specials the Bissell Beatitudes.
Madam? There's a dead chicken in here.
Sure, I put it there.
Got killed on that highway you widened.
The set has no tooth.
You never asked me that.
Perhaps I'd better explain why we're here. When we saw you sitting beside the road wearing a Bissell button, the mayor was deeply moved.
I am of the people, for
the little people, the common man, the forgotten majority whose only voice is their vote.
Which one of you is running for office?
So I'm here to humbly enlist your help.
All we want is to film the mayor visiting you to show his great interest in the common man.
For television?
Naturally, I would expect to pay you for your time. Let's say, $30.
I know, you already give me 10, so make it 20.
Your kindness is beyond price, madam.
What I'll do, Miss Cronky, is take a pan shot of this room and stop on you sitting at that table, exhausted from a day of trudging the streets. Mr. Bissell will knock on your door, and you let him in. It might be a good idea if you kissed her hand, Hector.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. The $20 is enough.
Invite him to sit down. Pretend to be talking, and that's all.
Easiest $20 I ever made.
Now, if you'll step outside, Hector, I'll tell you when to knock. And if you ladies will just get up there out of sight, we'll wrap this up. You sit at the table, Miss Cronky.
You write all these speeches?
Yeah, that's right. Don't look at me.
But if he's elected on what you write for him, ain't you the one that's really elected?
Politically, we're of one mind. We're all set now. All right, Hector, knock. Let him in, Miss Cronky. Don't run. Remember, he's a stranger to you. Let him kiss your hand.
I can. I just remembered I've been peeling onions.
Never mind. Invite him to sit down. And pretend to be talking, Miss Cronky. Don't just stare at him. Show him your chicken, Miss Cronky, so he can speak out against speeding.
If I'd only known Oscar was going to be on TV, I wouldn't have plucked him.
That's good. Now cut it short, Hector. Great. Say, you're a born actress, Miss Cronky.
Oh, it's too bad you haven't got a TV set so you could see yourself tomorrow.
I just had a brainstorm, Hector. Why don't you present this deserving lady with a brand new TV set?
Yeah, think of the publicity. Mayor befriends voters.
Harmonize with Hector.
Say no more. Madam, I shall see that a new television set is delivered here to you before the broadcast tomorrow.
Well, what do you know? I done hit the jackpot.
Hey, mister.
Call me Hector.
You used my rooster. Don't I get nothing?
Of course, madam. Allow me to present you with a whistle for Bissell Whistle. Well, again, my thanks for the privilege of visiting you in your charming home. Good afternoon, ladies.
Thanks, girls. Take care.
See you on TV.
Remember, whistle for whistle.
Imagine me being given a free TV set. That there is a good man.
Well, just remember, Opal, anything you buy is cheaper in the long run than a gift.
Oh, you're just a pessimist, Rosie. I'm a darn fool optimist. Like the man said, An optimist is somebody that's been treed by a lion and enjoys the scenery. That's me. I got the best possible view of the sunset.
Tommy, you're hooking it up all wrong.
You want to do it, Mickey?
Look, I ain't no electrician.
Then shut up.
Opal, this stupid joik is hooking up your new TV set wrong. Hey, Rosie. Hey, how are your hot meatballs?
Hey, don't nobody touch me.
Hey, why, you contagious or something? Hey, what's that lump on your chest?
I'm hatching an egg.
What do you mean, you're hatching an egg?
I seen some woman in the news broadcast hatch an egg on a bat. I'm gonna hatch me one, too.
Yeah. You mean you got a real-life egg in there?
Right over my heart. But I ain't gonna show you. Just don't come near me.
Hey, you know what I like about you, Rosie? You're nuts.
I'm replacing Oscar. He got killed, you know.
Yeah, we heard.
Where's Opal?
I got dressed up for a party.
Hey, what happens to your egg at night?
I sleep on my back. I'm careful. I put a frying pan on each side of me so it won't roll over.
Nuts. She's nuts.
Yeah, well, if you break it, at least you got your frying pan handy.
Hi, Rosie. Hi, fellas.
Hey.
Party started?
Hi, Chuck, you slob. Isn't that tough to help you?
Hey, guess what Rosie's doing?
What, Mickey?
She's hatching an egg.
She got an incubator?
Oh, May.
Got it there in the May West.
Oh, can I see?
No, you can't see. You men all got dirty minds.
Oh, not me, Rosie. You seen one egg, you seen them all.
Hey, that's a lot of trouble for a chick. You can buy one for a quarter.
It ain't the same. I want to be its mother.
Gee, Mickey, is that Opal's new TV set?
Yeah, delivered this morning.
Well, somebody better get it hooked up. Opal's on the air at 8.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to my party. Cocktails never stop. I'm sorry I'm late.
Look it, Lauren Bacall.
Some glad kid.
Hey, where'd you get that dress, Opal? Hey, Opal, you know what this screwball is doing?
Know what?
Hatching an egg.
Oh, that's nice. Has everybody got
there? No, Opal, you don't understand. She's hatching it herself.
Well, when you think of some of the things that people do to their own bodies nowadays, hatching an egg seems kind of sweet and simple.
TV's gonna change your life, Opal.
Well, I ain't so sure. Seen one of them shows at Gus's bar. He had a man singing into his fist. And then the sponsor came on, and it was a little baby in a diaper. And you'll never guess what he was playing with. A roll of toilet paper.
Huh?
He throwed it away, and it started unrolling. It rolled down some steps and out of the door, and it kept unrolling down the highway. And then a man's voice tells you it's 100 feet longer than the higher price brand. Frankly speaking, it ain't changed my life. Oh, how are you doing, Tony?
It's all hooked up.
And a good thing. Opal goes on in just 3 minutes.
Hey, you got it turned on, Tony.
You think I'm stupid?
Hey, it ain't plugged in.
I'm stupid.
Hey, nothing's happening.
Well, kick it.
I hope I never got all dressed up for nothing.
There, you're getting the picture.
Look, Opal. Look. Hey, it's that commercial you were telling us about.
Oh, it sure is. There's that baby with that same roll of toilet paper. Only he's blue. That's the first time I've ever seen a blue baby.
I got it just the color.
He turned green. Oh, that baby ain't well.
2 minutes to go. And you better hurry. We don't want no green, Opal.
Now, that's good. Don't touch it.
Hey, look. He's throwing away that roll of toilet paper, just like Opal said.
There he goes. Down the stairs.
I told you.
Out the door. Onto the highway.
There's sure a lot of it, ain't there?
Mothers, housewives, if you want the best, buy Tender Touch Tissue. For the same cost as the higher price brands, you get a bonus of 100 feet more of Tender Touch.
I don't know what good 100 feet more are going to do you on the highway.
And now for a paid political announcement.
Hey, this must be...
Hey, Opal, you're going to see yourself.
Uh-huh. His Honor, Mayor Hector Bissell. Fellow citizens, I am Hector Bissell, running for re-election so that I may serve you in the manner you so justly deserve. I represent the common man, you. I care. Yesterday, I visited various homes in our fair city to meet my fellow constituents.
Hey, look at that fifth room he's showing on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that room. Have you ever seen such squalor and filth? A fly trap of flotsam. I say to you, it is a civic disgrace that some of our citizens are forced to live in such a pigsty as this.
Hey,
What's going on here?
Poor woman sitting at the table in her filthy rags.
What the heck's she talking about?
A victim of our indifference. Alone, unemployed, unwanted, unwashed. When I entered this room, the odor was overpowering.
That was pickle juice for a gypsy curse, you stupid dolt.
The odor was so bad that her mother had to wear a gas mask.
Her mother? Me?
I sat with this poor woman as she smiled through her tears and showed me a dead chicken she had found on the highway for her supper.
Look! He looked as Oscar on TV.
Oh,
my heart
naked.
Was touched. I decided to present this unfortunate woman with a brand new television set. The set comes from Moroni Television Center at 3030 Westmoreland. Open from 9 to 9. Remember, Bissell cares for the common man. Whistle for
Bissell. The dirty scum.
The louse.
The rat.
Imagine him saying such an awful thing. I ain't old enough to be Opal's mother. You don't trust no man, especially if he's the mayor.
And he had a cheek to say this room was stinky.
Yeah, well, it sure is now. Sorry, this ain't exactly the party I planned. The least I've been on television. Come into the pigsty. It ain't locked.
Oh, Miss Cronky, do you remember me?
I sure do.
Did you watch the mayor on TV tonight?
I sure did.
Oh, I was hoping you hadn't. I want you to know I had nothing to do with what was said. I'm sorry you saw it.
My friends here seen it, too. This here is Mary something. Works for the mayor.
Formerly worked for the mayor. I quit when I learned how he was going to use you so callously.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you quit a good job over me, dearie.
I broke my engagement, too.
With that nice young fella you was with?
He wrote that speech for the mayor.
Oh, lost your job and your fella, too. Oh, ain't that a shame.
That mayor must be a real 100% louse.
Yeah, how'd he get into politics?
Being a louse. What are you doing here, Bob?
I've got to talk to you,
I'm
Mary.
Not speaking to you.
Miss Cronky, I'm sorry for what happened, and I'm sorry to barge in on you like this.
Oh, that's all right. I was just about to declare this a disaster area.
Mary, darling.
Don't you touch me.
Miss Cronky, tell her I'll get down on my knees if she'll only forgive me.
He says he'll get down on his knees if you'll just forgive him.
I love you, Mary.
He's down. He loves you.
But don't you understand, darling? I want you. I need you.
He's up. He wants you. He needs you.
Baby, I know I'm a louse for doing what Bissell asked. But he promised me a cushy job if he got elected. I wanted it for you.
You repulsive, contemptible thing.
Oh, you spoke to me. Baby, I quit not 3 minutes after you stormed out.
You quit?
You're more important to me than anything else in the world.
Oh,
Mary.
Bob.
Hey, they're kissing. Maybe we better get a referee to break them two apart.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be unemployed.
Not from what I just seen.
Bissell insisted I write that junk. But I suppose I'm just as guilty.
Ah, what's dead is dead. Just forget it.
There's some things a woman can't forget. But I'm 2 years younger than Opal.
Hey, tell me something. You think that Bissell jerk will get elected?
Unfortunately, there's no one strong enough to run against him.
Seems like folks ought to do something.
All this talk about the common man. I wish someday the common man would get on the ballot. He'd be swept into office.
If some good man showed up, could he run for office?
Of course. All he needs is 5,000 signatures to get on the ballot.
Well, then, let's find us a common man and get him on the ballot.
Well, believe me, if you could find a candidate, Mary and I would break our necks to help.
The trouble is, where do you find this common man?
Well, for example, right here in this room. There ain't nobody more common than us.
Hey, wait a minute. Mary, I think Opal has the germ of a good idea. Let's find someone and get him on the ballot. Not that we can win, but it would give us a chance to expose Bissell. There wouldn't be a Chinaman's chance of winning, but we'd sure scare him into being careful. If you people are serious about doing something, you can pick out a candidate right in this room. We could start tonight.
Ain't there any other conditions?
Well, intelligence helps.
It isn't necessary, but it helps. Now, let's see. Who has the best qualifications here? Has anybody here been to college? Say I. Anybody here been to high school? Anybody here finish grammar school? Kindergarten?
Looks like we all got at least one qualification for office. Ignorance.
We ain't ignorant. We just ain't educated.
Is there anything can keep someone from running?
Well, a candidate shouldn't have a criminal record. Anybody here ever been arrested?
Speeding.
Parking.
Loitering.
Looting. Dragged all railway tie out or a ditch from a flower bed. Man said I stole it.
You've been arrested too, Opal?
Yep. If there's one thing the common man's got in common, it's trouble with the law.
What were you arrested for?
Well, cops said my little red cart was a commercial vehicle and I had to get a license.
Have any of you men ever held public office before? No? Good. We all have the next requirement, inexperience. How do you men feel about money? Is it important to you?
Yeah.
Good. You've got the next requirement, avarice. Could any of you be bribed for $100? No. $200? No. $2,000? No. Well, $50,000?
Yeah.
Well, that's the next requirement, high standards. No petty corruption. Opal? I think we've got some good average material here.
Well, then let's pick somebody to run for mayor.
All right. Who wants to be first?
I nominate Opal.
Yeah, but I ain't a man.
You're the best man here.
Oh, I think it's a lovely idea. I vote for Opal.
Yeah, and I second it.
I third it.
I fourth it.
And I fifth it.
Then, is it unanimous?
Yeah.
Miss Opal Kroenke is hereby nominated by popular acclaim to challenge Hector Bissell for good government.
Hey, listen.
Opal, do you accept the nomination?
Okay. You got yourselves a sucker. And you fellas want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Because politics runs in my family. My grandpa Kroenke ran for public office once. Folks laughed. Said he couldn't even be elected dog catcher. But he ran anyhow. And he got elected.
Mayor?
No. Dog catcher.
Well, here's the Opal. Candidate, yeah. Common man, dog catcher. Yeah.
Opal Kroenke campaign headquarters. Miss Kroenke, secretary speaking. That's right. No, I don't. Well, maybe you did. I wouldn't know. Yeah, could have been. Oh. No, that's wrong. Yeah, that's right. You're welcome.
Who was that?
Wrong number.
I'm preparing Opal's bio for the papers. We need some publicity to help get signatures. Where was she born?
Upstairs.
What year?
Somewhere between, Lincoln and Hoover.
Has she ever been married?
You've seen her.
Where does she stand politically?
Disgusted.
Would you say she has charisma?
Not till I knew what it was.
Has she any ambitions in life?
To work less, earn more, live longer, look younger, and die, owing the government money.
Good. That makes her the average American.
Could I ask a couple of supposing questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, supposing we do get Opal on the ballot, and supposing something went wrong and she got elected, what would you do then?
I'd drop dead.
Could happen, huh? Opal Kroenke campaign headquarters, Miss Kroenke secretary speaking. No, she ain't in. She's out soliciting.
She's out soliciting signatures.
You're welcome.
Who was that?
Search me.
Well, next time ask.
What for?
So we'll know who called.
I forget it.
Well, then write it down.
Can't write.
You may not be much of a secretary, Rosie, but you're a heck of an incubator. Yeah, maybe we'd better concede now.
Surprise! I'm back. Hey, with 11 more signatures.
Uh-huh. Well, with your 11 and the 68 we already have, we only need 4,921 more.
Oh, we got 2 whole days left.
We really need 2 months, Opal. I'm preparing a bio to help us get signatures. You're just in time to answer some pertinent questions.
Oh, how's your egg doing, Rosie? You got morning sickness yet?
The creation of life ain't no laughing matter, Opal.
Oh, you laugh too hard. You'll break your eggs. Now, what's pertinent mean?
Well, how do you stand on air pollution?
You mean the TV?
I mean the contaminated air we breathe.
Why, I think it's all right, if you like it. After all, bugs is eating DDT, and fish is eating mercury, so if folks want to breathe pollution, they got as much right to kill themselves as bugs.
Any opinions on education?
Yes, sir. Nowadays, the younger generation all go to college, but the older generation gets the education.
What about American leadership?
Oh, it's the best. Why, we still do things better than anybody else. We get that oil all the way across the ocean before we spill it on the beach.
Any opinion on welfare?
Well, I'll tell you. Used to be, if you had to go to the ladies' room, it was free. Nowadays, you got to pay a dime to get in. And heaven help you if you ain't got it. In some places, they tell me you got to tip a quarter. Now, I don't think nature's privilege is worth 35 cents.
And so much for economics. Are you a Democrat or Republican?
Which is which?
Well, are you a progressive?
What's that?
Well, I'd say it's a man who has a clear view of what's ahead, takes a firm stand, and walks backwards.
Oh, I guess I don't fit into no mold. Come in. This is where the flotsam's at.
Good evening, Miss Kroenke, Miss Rosie.
For your information, mister, I ain't her mother.
My apologies, madam. What is this nonsense I hear about you trying to get on the ballot, Miss Kroenke?
Well, you heard right. I just may end up this here city's next mayor.
Very funny, Miss Kroenke. You ought to be on television.
I've been.
Bub, you of all people know she could never be elected. She can't even get the necessary 5,000 signatures for the ballot.
Oh, no? Listen to what we've already got. 1,422, 498, 235, 952, 421, and 870. What does that come to, Rosie?
4,250.
Yeah, let me see them.
Oh, no, you don't. I wouldn't put it past you to try to steal them.
Now, why would you say a thing like that, Bob?
I've worked with you.
My conduct as a mayor of this city speaks for itself.
You're so right. $100,000 home, a private yacht, a new limousine.
If there's anything I like to see, it's the common man in a new limousine.
Miss Kroenke, don't tell me you were offended by the innocent little remarks I made regarding your home. I want better housing. But politics is like prize fighting. You've got to hurt if you've got to win. All in the spirit of good, clean sport.
Well, I ain't yet heard of no prize fighter winning by hitting below the belly button.
Now, let's assume you can get on the ballot.
This is no assumption.
It's possible you could take votes away from me. Do you know what that would mean?
That you got hit where it hurts in the spirit of good, clean sport.
Now, I suggest you abandon this impractical petition. I'll make it worth your while. Not that there's any threat to me. I could use an intelligent woman like you in the city hall and garbage disposal.
As the candidate's manager, I can tell you we're not making any deal.
You own this house, Miss Kroenke?
Yeah. My great-granddaddy Kroenke built it when we had a farm. Wonderful old man. Lost his right arm in a threshing machine. Had a hammer with his left hand. Bent a lot of nails. Yes, sir, this house has seen a lot, including better days.
Has it been reassessed lately for taxes?
Nope. Is yours?
No, I wonder if it's worth the trouble. It really ought to be condemned. Seems like a public hazard to me.
Are you trying to intimidate us?
Or did these friends of yours, Chuck Masters and Tony Mancini, I'm told they're truck drivers for Consolidated, is that so?
The best there is.
Well, my wife's brother owns Consolidated. And you see, I have my fingers in a great many pies.
Must get a lot of goo under your fingernails.
And the other one who's soliciting signatures for you, he drives a city bus, doesn't he?
Here, you ain't gonna cause my friends no trouble, are you?
You will learn, Miss Kroenke, that in politics, to get along is to go along. Goodbye, Miss Kroenke.
Here, you think he's planning to get the boys fired?
A rat thinks like a rat. How about Rosie giving me that figure right out of the air? Oh, that was really funny.
Be funnier if I was right.
But we've got to make it right. We've all got to get out and get those signatures we need in a hurry. We'll have Tony and everybody take the next 2 days off and work around the clock. Rosie, that means you'll have to get out on the streets and hustle, too.
I can't stand out in weather like this.
Why not? The rest of us will.
But you ain't hatching no eggs.
Opal, you got a hot water bottle?
8 or 9.
Well, Rosie, you can wear a hot water bottle around your neck.
If I lose my egg, it'll be all your fault, Bob.
Crack of dawn, get out with one of these petitions and plead with the rest of us. Forget that, beautiful.
Who's calling? Yes, it is. Yes, I am. Yes, he is. Yes, I will. It's for you, Bob.
Who is it?
Your girlfriend.
Mary? Hi, sweetheart. I've been waiting to hear from you. Where are you? What? When? Why? I'll be right there.
Where was she?
Jail.
Jail?
Why?
She was soliciting signatures by City Hall. Bissell had her arrested for impeding pedestrian traffic.
Can he do that?
He can't make it stick, but he'd like to slow us up. Start off as early as you can tomorrow. Every minute, every signature counts now. Goodbye.
Well, if I got to get out in the streets at crack of dawn, I better get off home.
No, wait a minute, Rosie. I'll find you that hot water bottle. I've got one here to give me by Mama Maroney. Wonderful woman, you know. Here it is. Here it is.
You know, I wouldn't be risking my egg for nobody but you, Opal.
And I'd do the same for you, dearie.
Friends. Friends, me and you, huh?
To the grave, dearie.
Cronky Campaign Headquarters. Hi there, Hank. Yeah, I know. I didn't finish it yet. I've been too busy getting signatures for the ballot. Oh, we'll make it all right. I got over 3,000 bona fide signatures yesterday. Tonight's the deadline, but I think we're in. We'll know for sure as soon as my people check in. Look, I'll finish your bio and phone it in within the hour so you can get it on the 10 o'clock news. Yeah. Okay, buddy. Oh, hi, Opal. How'd you do today?
I got 800 signatures.
Hey, that's great. When your buddies check in, I think we'll have made it. Yeah, I can't seem to get your biography finished. I need more. See what you think of this. Opal Kroenke, latest candidate for mayor, is a granddaughter of the late well-known politician Austin Calhoun Kroenke III.
That's right. Dog catcher.
She is a member of the D.A.R.
Wait a minute. Hmm? Back up. What's a D.A.R.?
Daughters of the American Revolution.
But I ain't.
Well, who's going to know? If we're challenged, we say we meant dumb, alcoholic, and retarded.
Oh, that's sure closer to the truth.
Well, it's the buckshot technique. You try to hit as many pigeons as you can with one blast. She has made her reputation as a collector of memorabilia.
What's memorabilia?
Oh, any junk that costs under a dollar.
That's me.
She is a graduate of a well-known college.
Now you know I ain't been to no well-known college.
The College of Hard Knocks is well-known, isn't it?
You sure shot yourself a pigeon that time.
Yeah, well, that's as far as I got.
Seems to me you already went too far.
Well, I'm just trying to give you charisma.
What's that?
It's a kind of magnetism that makes a man look like he'd make a good teammate for men, a good playmate for kids, and a good bedmate for women.
In that case, we got the wrong man in the White House.
All you need in politics is a good speechwriter, a good makeup man, and a good head start.
Why don't we try something new?
What?
Honesty. Folks just might recognize it.
In politics?
And I'll start out being truthful with you. There's something I held back.
What's that?
I'd been to grammar school.
But you said you hadn't.
Well, I never wanted to sound stuck up. I couldn't admit I was the only one educated in front of my friends and put them to shame.
Did you finish?
Nope. Only got as far as the Civil War.
Any more confessions?
Yep. My grandpa Cronky never died in his bed.
Oh? Where'd he die?
Outside in the well.
How?
Well, you don't get run over in a well. He drowned.
He fell in?
Pushed. We think Grandma Cronky done it.
Why?
Why, I guess she never liked him.
Was she nuts?
Just playful. She never was right in the head after a mule kicked her.
Oh, she was kicked by a mule.
Well, that's what Grandpa Cronky said, but we think he done it himself.
What made you think that?
We never had no mule.
Opal, you know what you've got? Charisma.
Hi, Opal. Hi, Bob.
Oh, hi, darling. How many signatures did you get?
912.
Oh, that's great. If Tony and the rest show up with 1,000 more, we're in.
We'll make it. I've already made plans for raising campaign funds.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh.
Hi. It looks like we're going to make it, Rosie.
How many did you get, Rosie?
Not that many.
Well, how many?
Three.
300?
No, just three.
Just three.
Well, three's more than two.
Where did you solicit?
Bus station.
You don't find local voters there, only transients.
Well, there was lots of people there.
There are lots of people in the cemetery, too, but you can't get any signatures.
Oh, looks like the boy's been to Gus's bar.
Let's hope they haven't been there all day.
Fellows! Fellows, knock it off! Where are the signatures? Tony! The petitions! The signatures!
Signatures? What signatures?
To get Opal on the ballot.
Oh, those signatures.
Well, where are they?
You fellas got any signatures? Have we got signatures? There you are. Over 3,000. We got signatures to spare.
Oh, 3,000.
Ain't you fellers wonderful? Now sit down and have some beer.
It looks to me like they had enough already.
Well, if it ain't old Rosie and her Rhode Island red. Come on, give us a kiss, Rosie, you old incubator.
Hey, you stay away from me now. You'll break my
now,
head.
Now, hey, everybody, hey, let's just check these figures together and make sure we have enough signatures to file tomorrow morning. 800, 250, 925, 1,925, 1,889, and, three. And that's all. Let's see. I get 6,042. What do you get, Mary?
The same. Rosie? The same.
Opal?
The same as Rosie.
We've got at least 1,000 over what we need. You're in!
Bob, why don't you release the news right now? Get it on the air.
Right. Oh, boy. I'd like to see Bissell's face when he hears. We've got to think of some slogans for you, Opal. How about Cronky, the common man's candidate?
Oh, I like that. KKK.
Man, is she a dumb meatball?
Hello, Hank? It's Bob. I've got a news item for you, an exclusive just for you, baby. We're in. Yes, over 10,000 signatures. Put it on the air. That's right. Anytime, Hank, buddy. Oh, he's going to announce it right away.
Oh, he must be a good friend.
Oh, no, no. He scratches my back and I scratch his. You're going to do a lot of it when you're elected.
Opal, can I use your phone to make a call?
Sure. I don't know what else you'd do with it.
I better tell the night dispatcher we'll be in tomorrow since we took the last 2 days off. Come on. Oh, Bugsy, this here's Chuck. Yeah, me and Miggy got over on pneumonia. We'll be back tomorrow. Miggy, you know what we ain't got?
What is it we ain't got?
Miggy... We ain't got jobs.
Oh, you think the Bissell done it?
Well, I'm sure gonna find out.
Oh, dear. I hope I ain't got everybody in trouble.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I'm fired, too. Hello, Fatso. Yeah, this here's Tony. I just wanted to tell you my uncle had died, is buried now, so I'll be back tomorrow. Huh?
Oh. What she told me. Where do you stand?
Starting tomorrow, I stand in line at the unemployment office.
Oh, fellas, I sure am sorry you lost your jobs on account of me.
Oh, what the heck? My roof needs painting anyhow.
Yeah, for once I can go deer hunting in season.
Good thing I never had a job or get fired, too.
Don't worry, fellas. With Opal Mayor, you can write your own ticket.
I'm sure sorry, fellas. Well, now I just gotta be mayor so I can scratch your backs.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be off now. I'll see you first thing in the morning, Opal.
Hey, come on, Rosie. I'll take you home.
Oh, no, no, you won't, Miggy. I'll go with Mary. I don't trust no truckers.
Well, I'll see you at the unemployment office. Bye now.
Be right with you, Rosie.
Bob, what about the petitions?
What about them?
Well, what are you going to do with them? It's too late for a safe deposit, Bob.
You think the vessel would try to steal them?
Opal, could you put me up here for tonight?
Well, if you don't mind sleeping on that sofa.
I think I'd be safer here with the petitions on me than anyplace else. I can file them first thing in the morning before the deadline.
Bye, Bob. Take care of him, Opal. He's a lot of trouble, but he's worth it. Oh, I think I ought to warn you. He snores. Just roll him on his back. Bye.
There's a tactful kid. There's no lock on this door, is there?
No. Never had anything here worth stealing before.
Have you got something we can put in front of it? Like an old army tank?
Not yet.
Oh, well, this chair will have to do.
Oh, I'll get it.
No, don't answer. It may be someone trying to find out if anybody's here.
You mean Bissell?
Probably.
Oh, I'm sure glad you're staying. I'd hate to face him alone.
You're not afraid, are you?
Oh, no. Oh, well, I'll get your bed made on the sofa.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll just go next door for some cigarettes.
What are you going to do with them petitions tonight?
I got to sleep with them. Never did like to sleep alone.
Well, don't be long. Hey. Oh, it's getting a bit chilly. Well, I'm going to make him comfortable. Can't have him catching a pneumonia guarding them petitions. Oh, well, I guess I can surprise him with a fire in the fireplace. Won't take 2 minutes, and there's plenty of paper.
Ah, a fire. That's nice. Opal? Opal? What are you using to light that fire? Opal? It's the petitions! Oh, no! Opal!
Anybody want tea? Anybody want beer? Nobody wants their back scratched? Anybody want to pay a dime to hit me in the nose with a baseball bat?
Rosie, how long have you been on relief?
Let's see now. When did Coolidge die?
Sure wish I could get the smell of smoke out of here. Mary, anything you want, dearie?
Yeah, a good cry.
Hey, Rosie, what are you doing?
Turning my egg over.
Oh, stop making so much noise, please. I've got a hangover.
Well, you gotta admit one thing. We almost made it.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now 900 miles off the coast of England. Fasten your seatbelts, please, as we have just run out of gas. But you've got to admit one thing. We almost made it.
We ain't down yet.
I thought I really had it made for once. But no, somebody up there hates me.
Now, you hadn't ought to say a thing like that, a young fella like you. Why, you've got everything.
What? I'm almost 30. Heck, I am 30. And where have I gotten?
Well, you've got to be 30. And that ain't easy these days.
The one thing you can do without effort is to age. Even a cheese does that.
Well, ain't no sense waiting to be elected now. You done burnt your bridges. When I hatch my egg, all of you is invited to the christening of Oscar the Second. Well, what are you all looking at me so funny for? What's wrong? My pants fall off or something?
Rosie, you don't know it, but you've got the mayor standing behind you.
Why, he wouldn't stand behind nobody, including his dying promise to his blind old mother. And I just wish I could tell him so to his ugly face.
All you gotta do is turn around, honey.
Oh! Excuse me, Your Honor.
Ladies, gentlemen.
Well, come in now you're already in.
Come in and join the celebration.
I understand from the newscast last night, Miss Kroenke, that you have some 10,000 signatures to get you on the ballot.
Yeah, well, that was last night. This morning's a different story.
This morning we have about 1,000 more. It came in the mail.
Well, I seriously doubt that you actually have that many.
Then why are you here?
To find out. After all, where there's smoke, there's fire.
There sure is, if there's a fireplace.
Just what do you want here?
As man to man, I want to talk turkey.
Oh, well, that means somebody's going to get their heads chopped off.
With too many candidates in this race, we're all going to be hurt. Now, any jackass can kick down a barn, but it takes a carpenter to build one.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly, madam.
Which is you and which is me?
Well, could we discuss this privately, madam?
You mean just me and you?
No, alone.
Is that all right with you, fellas?
Come on, man. We'll wait in the kitchen.
And close the door.
Opal, under no conditions tell him where those signatures are.
Yeah, I ain't about to. And he'd sure have to be a magician to get his hands on them, wouldn't he?
No, you haven't filed your petitions yet, have you?
We sure ain't. And that's the honest truth.
But you could lay your hands on them if you wanted to.
Yeah, I ain't sure I'd want to.
Good. Now we're talking turkey. Do you know what this is? It's an official condemnation of this house. It calls for your eviction and the immediate destruction of this building.
Here, you try that. I'll go to the police.
Ask for the chief. He's my nephew.
Well, then I'll just go to the district attorney.
Extend my regards. He's my cousin.
Oh.
So, perhaps we can make a deal now.
You've got the hatchet, and I'm the turkey.
Good. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
You scratch mine first.
Very well. How would you like to be fire commissioner?
You're too late. Last night I might have been interested.
Police commissioner?
You're getting warm.
Public works. Name your ticket and I'll make a deal.
Well, my friends has all lost their jobs. I want them back. And a new hot meatball stand for Rosie.
Very well. I have a letter of understanding between us already drawn up. Equally incriminating.
Right. First, that letter of understanding.
Here you are. Already signed.
Then everything's okay. Well, come on in, gang.
Answer me one thing. Do you have enough signatures?
Mr. Mayor, as one politician to another, I'm going to give you a straight answer.
And that is?
Yes and no.
We did have.
But I hid them in the fireplace.
And I burned them up, not knowing.
Then I didn't have to come to you at all.
Don't never pay to bluff a rattlesnake.
Politics lost a great genius in you, Miss Kroenke.
Call me Opal.
There are many things I should like to call you, madam, but Opal is not one of them.
Oh, that man ain't gonna get a good night's sleep.
But we'll get good government out of him, due to you, Opal.
Hey, everybody got something but me.
Oh, that ain't so, Rosie. The mayor promised me on his solemn word that he'd build you a brand new roadside stand with red lights saying Rosie's Hot Meatballs.
Oh, Opal. Opal, my dream come true. Oh, Opal, I just can't believe it.
Well, that's life for you. You put all your eggs in one basket, and some hatch, and some don't. You just never know what's going to happen. The two most important things in a man's life is his birth and his death. And he ain't even consulted in either case. Both is a surprise. Well, that's my message, folks. You can go home now and see if you've been robbed while you was out. And if you ain't, count your blessings. Some of them may be missing.
Just heard Opal is a Diamond by Mary Stewart, starring Maureen Adair, Tony Wood, Joel Fenson, Roger Service, and Merle Wayne. The play was adapted for broadcast by Yolan Dottman and produced by Henry Diffenthal.